Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Thank you for listening to me with a little bit of a raspy voice. I appreciate it. As you've heard me say today, I talk to you. I admire you for the way you show up every day, and how could I do anything less? I'm glad our good friend Joe Barker is back with us. Folks, Joe is one of the top futurists of our time. We're so fortunate to have had to have him be a member of our Brain Trust now for the last 13 years. He's the author of the book that really changed my life as much as any other book I've ever read, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. I read that book 25 years before I knew Joel personally. He's become a great friend, and he is somebody I want to listen to. In fact, over the last 13 years, he's told us about some things. He's given us a heads up on some things that we'd never heard of that have now become almost ubiquitous. And we'll talk about one of those in just a few minutes, but right now I want to get him in here. Joe Barker, welcome back to the show.
Welcome, but thank you very much for having me again, Jim. It's always fun to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So, Joe, we've had satellites for a long time. I remember, I'm telling my age now, Joe, but I remember Sputnik. I remember standing outside in the street watching Sputnik go over, and it scared the heck out of all of us. That was Russia's first satellite. You could actually see it, folks. It was low orbit. You can see it going over. We've got satellites all over the place. We've been all over our area of space, the moon. We got lots of other weather satellites and military satellites. And another thing that they're talking about putting up are low orbit satellites. A lot of that will carry Wi-Fi and things like that. But there's another level. There's another stratus, a level in the stratosphere that you brought to us today about monitoring from space.
Right. And I think it's important to keep in mind that there's two things going on here. Number one, in orbit, it's getting really crowded.
Right.
There are thousands of satellites in the optimum orbit, which means when you put something up, you're actually putting it up into a hazardous area.
Yeah.
So what people are looking for is two things. One, a quick way to get very large area coverage, but not get up into the satellite area where you're orbiting, but you're actually flying, and that's the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. So a company has been developing, and I'll try to describe it for your listeners. If you think of an airplane wing that's the same shape from tip to tip, so it doesn't taper at the end, and you have two of those, one behind the other, and lifted up a little bit on its scaffolding, so it's basically like a biplane, right? So you have two wings, one mm-hmm. lower than the other. If you fly this sucker up to about 65,000 feet and you put solar cells on the wings, you can keep it up there for, and they're talking about, as long as a year, flying back and forth, doing what a satellite would do at a dramatically cheaper cost, and with a controllable deal, so you can move it around if you want. And so what we're talking about, and you said it right, a new layer of communication systems that don't get into outer space but are effective over a very large area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these now these are going to be at the top of the atmosphere. In the top, like 70,000 feet?
Yep, 65 to 70,000 feet. And they're big, by the way. The wings will be 90 feet long.
Hmm.
So these are actually, but they're very light, very light. So they're probably made out of, guess what, graphene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which you've talked to us about. So, right. And what will be their function?
Well, right now, for sure communications, think about going up over a developing country where they can't afford to put up a satellite or to put up a whole bunch of signaling systems down on the ground, but at 65,000 feet, you can cover an enormous area in terms of picking up signals and rerouting them. And so for signaling, for communication, but also for military surveillance. So, you know, when you're up there for a long time, you can see a lot of things, and it's a relatively inexpensive solution to the issue. So those are two big uses, and my guess is, as we see again and again, once the technology is developed, and we'll talk about this in a little bit with 3D printing, people will find uses for it that right now we can't think of.
Right, and with that kind of a and it'll have different functions because of the altitude it's at. Maybe it'll be able to replace some of the satellites up there.
I think for sure.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about 3D printing. Three different kinds of 3D printing. This is something Joel told us about 13 years ago. It's now becoming kind of ubiquitous. Toy Tale, I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.